Yes, well, as you're aware, I mean, Donegal has lost significant numbers of Gardaí since the moratorium on recruitment was introduced in 2008. Now, we have received some trainees to Letterkenny district in recent years, but the likes of Buncrana, Ballyshannon and Milford have received no trainees, so the numbers remain very low. And we would see anything that would involve any focus on the border, any commitments that would need to be provided by the Gardaí Síochána, who are responsible for immigration. We just don't have the numbers here in Donegal, and if they're planning for any sort of infrastructure on the border, they're going to have to address the guard numbers in Donegal.
And while the numbers are dwindling and have been for many years, there's also concern that there's very little internet in a lot of Garda stations at the minute as well.
Well, I suppose, look, that's an ongoing issue in relation to investment in IT and Garda Síochána. Now, the stations that have been highlighted in Donegal that aren't connected would be stations that don't have large numbers attached to them. Some of them actually have no member attached to them, which is actually possibly a bigger issue than having no access to the internet. But yes, it's just indicative of the lack of investment in IT and Garda Síochána, which is recognised as being approximately 30 years behind what should be expected in the civil police forces around Europe. And that's an independent assessment by the Garda Inspector. That's not ourselves or the GRA saying that. That's the Garda Inspectors who have said we're 30 years behind what we should be.